It's 8:30. Saturday Night Theatre.
Let's stop and have a smoke, shall we? I'm sick of this, driving around.
Okay. You're doing the driving, Jack.
Yeah, that's what I'm sick of. You can take over when we start off again, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I wish they'd switch that bloody hooter off.
Oh, they haven't got that much sense.
No, bloody layabouts.
Well, they think they have a case.
Case? What case? We'll be starving soon if they have their way, unless that food starts moving off of the docks.
Yeah, that's true. This rationing's killing me. I like my grub. Don't know how you smoke those things. Got a government health warning on every packet.
Yeah, well, I do a lot of things that are unhealthy in this job, and I ain't worrying about it, am I?
You stink. I'm opening the window, mate.
Yeah, it's freezing out there.
Do you good. Get that smoke out of your lungs, isn't it?
You used to do 50 a day yourself, mate. I'll remember that.
Not no more.
Oh, rich now, are you? The money you saved.
Still skint. Kids see to that. Always will be on this job.
Never know. The strikers get workers' control. Might make you chief constable.
Might make me sergeant. That would do me. And the police union secretary, and I.
Creeper. Hey, I suppose we're okay here. Nobody can see us.
Not here. You've been watching us. Those houses over there are condemned. It's on a ship.
Huh? What is?
That ain't so.
I don't know what they want. They're thick keeping that thing going every hour on the hour. They ain't gonna get what they want by blowing that thing.
When it stops, strike's over. That's what they reckon.
Yeah, but who's won, Johnny? What the hell? Johnny! 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 Oh, jeez. Johnny!
The Chief, a play for radio by Alan Pryor, with Malcolm Hayes as James Masters, Elizabeth Bell as Helen Whitney, and Hector Ross as Harry Woodman. The Chief.
Excuse me, Chief.
Yes?
Sorry to disturb you. There's a dispatch rider here from the Home Secretary.
All right, Ellen. Take his message, whatever it is.
He'll only give it to you in person.
Oh? All right, send him in.
Come in, please, Corporal.
Right, miss, thank you. Mr. Masters, is it, sir? Chief Inspector of Constabulary, sir?
That's me.
Most urgent, sir. From the Home Secretary.
Ah, thank you, Corporal.
Sir, if you'll just sign, sir.
Oh, I'll do that.
No. It's all right, Ellen. There you are, Corporal. Now, have a drink.
Oh, well, sir, I'm not supposed to, but,
How is it out there in the streets?
Oh, it's quiet there now, sir. You boys did good last night, sir, down the docks, considering they were no armed.
Well, we're trying to avoid that, Corporal, as long as we can.
Aye, sir. Well, good luck to you. But I wouldn't want to go out in the streets without sidearms. Not after last night, I wouldn't.
No, it was bad.
You were there yourself, sir?
Oh, no, I... Well, I mostly stay here. I tell people what to do these days, Corporal.
Ah, well, sir, I was running around on my bike in the thick of it all, and I can tell you it was no picnic.
No, I imagine not.
A lot of your fellows were hurt.
80 needed hospital treatment.
Oh, it's bad, sir.
It is.
Well, sir, thank you for the drink. It went down very well, sir.
Well, good luck, Corporal.
And yourself, sir.
You can find your way out.
No, I miss. Thank you very much.
If one of your men accepted a drink like that, you'd have him suspended forever.
Yes, well, he isn't one of my men. And I have to know how the army feels. I mean, the rank and file. Well, he's more likely to tell me than any general at HQ.
They're all playing footsie up there, so coy it makes you sick.
Well, you can't blame them, Ellen. The army has no record of political involvement. He simply doesn't understand what's happening to the country any more than my men do. Any more than I do myself.
You know what's happening, James, and what will have to be done in the end.
Well, I wish I was as sure as you are.
You are sure. It's just harder for you to face it, that's all. Now, what does the dear Home Secretary say?
Read it for yourself.
From Home Secretary to Chief Inspector of Constabulary, most secret. This is just to advise you that I will call upon you at your office at 10 o'clock this morning, in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And why not telephone?
Well, does it matter?
James, you are not wise in the ways of politicians.
No, and I'm glad of it. I can't abide the breed.
This is on paper to safeguard the Home Secretary, no matter what happens. I will call upon you at your office at 10 o'clock to impress upon you further the urgent necessity of keeping law and order, and yet at the same time in no way to provoke disorder by any obvious show of force, particularly as regards the docks. The dockers are citizens, and they are entitled to protection as much as any other citizen who does not happen to have joined the so-called general strike.
It is what he told me yesterday, Helen.
Politicians double talk. He's foisting the responsibility onto you. Can't you see that?
It is my responsibility, law and order.
They aren't listening, James.
They have to listen. I mean, look at the dockers' leader, Harry Woodman. Some of the papers, when there were papers, used to say he was an ogre. But I was at school with Harry Woodman. Same year, same scholarship. When I went into the police, he nearly joined himself.
I don't believe it.
Fact. He said he'd infiltrated from within.
Oh, that sounds more like the Harry Woodman I know.
Oh, Helen, you don't know Harry Woodman. Harry Woodman's father was a drunk. I know, because I put him to bed a few times. Harry Woodman and me, we had the same beginnings. A poor terrace house, back to back, 50-odd years ago. And they were poor then.
Those were different days, James. This is the 1980s. He's there and you're here. You control the police, he controls the dockers, which makes him the most important of all the leaders. If the coalition could break the strike at the docks, they could break it all over the country. After last night, he should be in jail.
Yes, well, things got out of hand last night. Look, Harry Woodman is a law-abiding citizen, Helen.
What you mean is there's nothing proven against him.
Well, to a policeman, that makes him a law-abiding citizen.
The file on him is full of things.
Innuendo. I've just been reading it.
Why?
Well, because somehow I have a feeling he and I might have to talk one day.
You think talk will solve anything?
Well, in the end, it has to.
Woodman hates this government, this coalition. He thinks anybody who joined it is a political blackleg.
Well, I don't know anybody who likes a coalition, do you, on any side? Yeah, but you're right. It's there. It's all we have. It's the government. Well, Harry Woodman knows that as well as I do.
You sound almost religious when you say that, James.
How do you mean, religious?
Well, as if this government is something holy. That's a laugh.
Yes, but it is the government. The government is my master, Helen. In that sense, it is holy. I owe it my loyalty. I obey its orders.
To the letter at all times.
To the letter at all times.
James, you are a very honest man.
I hope so.
And a very simple one.
Well, sometimes I'm glad of it.
And I love you.
Still?
Still.
5 years now, Helen. Time goes by.
It gets no easier.
No, it doesn't. For me neither.
But I am content with what you give me. I'm too old to expect a happy ending.
There's nothing old about you. What rubbish.
James, I'm 40. For a woman, that's
old. Well, I'm 55. What's that to do with it?
I'm just telling you once again, I expect nothing.
Masters. Oh, Prime Minister. Hello, sir. The streets around the docks are mostly quiet now. My men have been told not to in any way provoke reactions. Well, I must remind you, sir, I have 80 policemen in hospital and many more walking wounded. My resources are stretched. Well, not quite to the very limit, not yet, but another riot like last night's and I'd be hard-pressed to keep men on ordinary police duties as well as riot duties. The docks? Yes, I know the docks are vital, sir. Yes. Yes, the Home Secretary is due here any time. Goodbye, Prime Minister.
And what was all that about?
I said the Home Secretary had something important to talk to me about.
Typical of him not to say what it was.
You do have a low opinion of my bosses.
For almost 20 years, I've stood and taken notes and watched the politicians playing games while the country went down and down all the way to where it is now. Civil war.
Not yet.
It could come to it any day now.
I don't believe that.
You'd better, because you'll be in the middle of it.
Well, I trust I'll do my duty if it comes to that.
You may have to do a lot more than your duty, James.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand you, Helen.
I know you don't.
Oh, blimey. What a stink.
Trench use it, probably, sir.
As what? Don't tell me. You sure he came from this house?
He ran out of it, didn't he?
You saw him, right?
Well, I saw a duffel coat and a bag of golf clubs over his shoulder. Well, that's what got me. I mean, golf clubs.
Yeah, a rifle was in that. What made you think the shot came from these houses?
Had to, didn't it? The side he was facing. Johnny got it from that side. So I got out and ran over here. I didn't have no sidearms or anything. Not like you, CID. All tooled up, didn't you? No, I wasn't thinking straight. I must have been mad.
But you didn't see it? The car?
No. I just heard it. I seen him run down the alley, then he must have got in the car and off he went. I'll open a window. Let some air in.
Don't touch anything. There might be some prints. You never know. If I can get the scene of crime man down...
Oh, of course you can get them down. This is a murder.
Everything's a bloody shambles this week. We were lucky to get an ambulance. You're sure it was a fella?
No, I'm not sure of anything, am I? I had Johnny's brains over me tunic, you know what I mean? I wasn't thinking right, was I? I just wanted to get it.
Yeah, right. Brown duffel coat, golf bag. Big or small build?
Smallish.
Long or short hair?
He had a stocking cap on, blue.
Any pause while he got in the car, or did the engine start up right away? Mm. Or was it going already?
I can't think. What?
I wonder if he had an accomplice, a driver.
No, I couldn't see through these rotten houses, or I tell you. I'll open this door a bit. Let a bit of air in the place.
Hello.
What?
Oh, are you scared, chummy? Just a bit?
What?
Took his scarf off, didn't he? Don't you touch it. Probably got in the way while he was sighting your mate through the window. Shot him, saw you running, scarpered and left his scarf.
Bastard.
Nice scarf. College scarf, yeah?
I'd like to hang him up by the bloody thing. For about 2 days.
Whoever he is, he's a mug.
One of the strikers, you reckon?
This isn't them. They're law-abiding. Well, up to now.
You call last night law-abiding, do you?
Well, crowds, they got a life of their own. Just get this scarf in the bag. Well, there's no maker's name on it.
You just give me a scarf and him, and his maker's name is on it, I tell you.
Freedom fighters. One of them. It has to be.
It's the same side as the strikers for my money. What's that?
A pin. Initial on it. A for apple.
Any good?
In this game, you never know what's any good.
James, why don't you take a few hours off later? Go home. Have a real sleep.
No. I'll have an hour on the couch, perhaps.
Do you want to ring home?
What?
You haven't for some time. You should. I don't mind, you know.
You really don't, do you?
No, I really don't. She's hanging on to the past. I know your best days are to come.
How can you say that? I mean, look at the mess we're in.
James, you don't realize your own capacity. You keep that uniform on and it restricts you. I know it does. I've watched you at meetings, wanting to say things. Big things, important, obvious things nobody else is saying. And you haven't said them because it wasn't your job.
Then I was right not to say them.
You try to behave like a policeman, an automaton, and you aren't one. That's what I see, James. The man who is bigger than the uniform.
No man's that in the police service. No man.
Whether you like it or not, you're somebody to the people of this country. They've seen you on television, heard you on the radio. They feel they know you.
I wasn't looking for publicity, Helen. I was looking for a way of explaining the work of the police. The reason I joined the force. Having to work my way up the ladder, educating myself. It's no good over-educating a man and then sending him into the streets to wrestle with a lot of cold-blooded villains and psychopathic madheads. But I don't want the public to think all I care about is catching people who break the law and sticking them in some prison.
I joined the force like everybody joins the force to serve.
You have more opportunity to serve now than you've ever had. You can help to save some of the good things before they go under in a totalitarian flood.
The good things? Oxford. That posh girls' school you went to. That nice house your family had.
It's a residential hostel for unmarried mothers now, for God's sake.
Yes, well, as you say, things change.
Yes, change. Like my family's changed. My father dead now, thank God. My brother cleared off to South Africa, and I don't blame him. My mother in that bloody awful old folks' home.
Yes, that was bad. I'm sorry. I'm even sorry about us. I'm not sure why.
Oh, don't be. I'm not. We've had some good times.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
Helen Whitney? Oh, well, I don't know. Hold on a moment. Donna's here.
Oh, what the devil does she want at this time?
I've no idea what Donna ever wants.
All right.
The chief will see her. Please bring her up to the office. And not through the operations room.
Well, was that necessary?
Yes, I think so. You've seen the confidential report on her.
Yes, and it's a lot of nonsense. Oh, she's young. She'll grow out of her idealism. Everybody does.
Except the people who mean to put their idealism into practice.
Oh, you don't think Donna's one of those people?
The political officer's checking on her. He thought it possible.
Well, there's nothing about that in the report.
No, I had it deleted.
Did you, by God?
Yes, I did. I didn't see any reason to embarrass you further, James.
I'm not embarrassed by Donna's student activities. This is still a free country. She can do as she likes, talk to whom she likes, write what she likes, so long as she remains inside the law.
James, it wouldn't be a free country very long if Donna's friends had their way. You have looked at the list of names.
Huh? Helen, what?
Here's the file. Now, look at the names again.
I looked at them.
Hellas, Haggerty, McKenzie.
Nothing proven against these people, I noticed. They're simply nature's firebrands. Chip-on-the-shoulder people.
They are, most of them anyway, rumoured to have firm connections with terrorist groups.
Rumoured, suspected. That's not evidence in law.
James, sometimes the law is most certainly an ass.
It may be, but it's all we have between us and total anarchy.
Remember that you are the law now.
No, I'm merely the instrument of it. Now, there's a very considerable difference, my dear.
Hi.
Oh, hello there, Dana.
Father, you look tired.
Well, come in. Don't stand in the doorway. Here, have a seat. Let me get you a sherry. How's your mother?
Worried.
Oh, is she?
Well, of course she is. You haven't been home for a week, after all. And very little for the last 6 months, from what she tells me.
Well, this job's very...
Don't tell me the reason why. Tell her. There are several telephones on your desk. I'm sure Miss Whitney will get you the number. She ought to know it if she doesn't. It's where you live, after all, isn't it?
Helen, Sherry.
No, thank you. Oh, and Chief.
Eh?
Don't forget the Home Secretary's on his way over.
Oh, thank you, Helen. I won't forget.
You must excuse me. Goodbye, Miss Masters.
Ciao, Miss Whitney. I don't know what you see in her, Father.
What?
Look, I've known for years. It's so boring.
Have you?
Hasn't everybody?
I don't know.
Can't keep that sort of thing quiet. I'd have thought you, being a policeman, would know that better than anybody.
No, I don't. People's personal lives are their own affair.
Affair? Oh, that's rather good. Sweeter than relationship. Not as direct as bang.
Don't try to shock me, Donna. I'm unshockable. You get like that, just being a policeman. You see the bad side of people all the time. You have to try to stop it affecting you too much, so you're fireproof.
Still, you were shocked, right?
Donna, it's... not what you think, exactly.
Of course, it's what I think, exactly.
I'm very fond of your mother.
She isn't my mother.
But yes, I love Helen. I may be ancient in your eyes, but I still feel things more than I used to, perhaps. But you won't believe
it. How can I believe it? You're not like you used to be before they gave you this job. You had some time then. We sometimes even used to talk, right?
I don't know what's gone wrong between us, Donna. God knows I've tried. I always treated you as my own.
Ah, but I'm not. And maybe it showed.
Well, if it did, I'm sorry. I never felt that.
Never?
I mean, we used to get on so well when you were small. All those afternoons in the park, just the two of us.
Yes. I used to think you were a god in that uniform. That was a sick joke, all right, wasn't it?
I haven't changed. I'm the same man I was then. I still love you. You must know that.
You still love Miss Whitney, and for all I know, you still love your wife. But you aren't the same man. Or at least you aren't the same man to me. Maybe you really have changed into a god. Maybe you're just part of that pretty uniform you wear. Or maybe it's just another skin now. Maybe you're just not human any longer.
No, I'm the same man.
Oh, why do I waste my breath? It's this awful job you do. If you've changed, that's what's changed you. Still, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't be doing it, would you? What's this?
What?
This file, the one with my name on it.
Don't open that.
Don't worry. Here you are.
Thank you.
Under lock and key, am I? Did she leave it out, I wonder? Probably. She's an old-fashioned man-loving whore, isn't she, really?
Donna, I told you, I'm unshockable.
No, you just think you are. I know things that would really blow your mind.
What? Naughty words, like whore?
Not words, Father. Actions.
Now, why have you come to see me? Except to tell me your mother's worried.
She isn't my mother. Why do you insist on calling her that? I asked you both not 2 years ago.
Because I think of you as my daughter. Because it's habit. Because I feel like your father.
My father was a sailor who died of TB in Cape Town, and my mother was a tart, a genuine professional. She really conned the adoption people when she palmed me off onto them.
Donna, you only hurt yourself.
No, it makes everything easier.
What does?
Being what I am. Taking her name, my mother's name, the tart's name. Donna Dawson. Do you like it? Even sounds like a tart's name, right?
Donna, my love.
You didn't tell me. You should have, but you didn't. I worried then. I was upset then. I had a breakdown then, but now I'm okay. The shrinks did their job. I can live my life now.
And all I can say is I'm sorry.
Forget it, please. It's over.
I should have told you, I know, but...
You already knew about my real mother, correct?
Well, since we seem to be speaking frankly, yes. I blame myself. I should have checked earlier, found out what she was.
What made you bother to check at all? The way I behaved. Running away from school with that boy. Like mother, like daughter, huh?
Donna, please.
Look, you brought me up. You fed me, clothed me, educated me. You made me what I am. I'm grateful.
I don't want gratitude. Nor does your... Nor does my wife.
No, she wants love. Your love, but she doesn't get it, does she?
Oh, Donna, Donna, all this... Look, I'm very busy.
Nearly got a revolution on your hands, am I right?
It hasn't reached that stage yet.
It could. Here. Read this.
What's that?
It's from the Freedom Fighters.
I won't read that. I'm sorry, to talk to these people is out of my jurisdiction. All I can do is arrest them.
If you can catch them.
They've already planted several explosive devices. They simply look nobody has been killed. I don't know how you can bring yourself to be used by such people.
Oh, look at history. Whoever got anything without armed struggle?
The laws?
The law's over. Gone. Don't you know that? Didn't last night teach you that?
Last night won't happen again.
Why? Will you put the army in as well as the police next time?
I won't need...
Who will you use? The special brigade?
What do you know about the special brigade?
It's not what I know. It's what the freedom fighters know.
Freedom, my backside.
They know where the special brigade is. Exactly.
Do they?
Standing by. This is what they say, Father. Shall I read it for you if you won't read it for yourself? James Masters, be warned. If you use the special brigade on the workers, we will retaliate without limit, there and then. We will not give you further warning. Signed, the Freedom Fighters. That's it.
You of all people come to me with this threat of violence? Do you actually know these people?
They left the letter for me to give to you. I've given it to you. Now, can I go?
Oh, what do you mean, can you?
Aren't you going to keep me for interrogation?
No, I'm not.
They mean what they say in that note would be my guess.
You sound as if you do know them.
Let events take their course. That's my advice to you. I say that most seriously. I'll even call you father if it helps you to take my advice.
Dunno. Get out of my office.
Superintendent Barris. Sir, escort my daughter, this young woman, out of the building at once.
Very good, sir.
This way, miss.
Goodbye, and good luck.
I wish you meant that.
But I do.
Well, just go.
I'm sorry, but I had to do it.
Just go, that's all.
This way, miss.
What did she want?
More than I can give her. More than anybody can give her.
What?
Oh, yes, Superintendent.
The Home Secretary...
Is my daughter gone?
Oh, yes, sir. I handed her over to be escorted out, as you said, sir.
Yes, that's right.
The Home Secretary's here, sir, in the ops room.
Oh, is he? Very well, bring him in.
Yes, sir. Oh, one other thing, sir. Hmm? I held it back until I had all details. There's been an armed attack on a patrol car down at the docks. We've managed to keep it quiet, no crowds. It's a derelict area.
You say armed? Armed with what?
Seems to have been a rifle, sir. Telescopic sight, probably.
Anybody hurt?
Well, I'm afraid the co-driver was shot, sir.
Shot? Dead?
Yes, sir. I've sent reinforcements, sir, and put out warnings.
How many reinforcements have you sent?
Well, I can only spare two cars, sir, and one detective from the local station.
All right. Arm all of them.
Arm them, sir. I thought you said no arms.
If a sniper has killed one of my men with a rifle, he might kill two. Arm everybody on that job.
Is that wise, Chief?
Oh. I'm sorry, Home Secretary. I thought you were in the operations room.
I was, but I heard voices and it seemed important. Well, is it? Good morning, Miss Whitney.
Good morning, Home Secretary.
Superintendent Barris, do nothing about that matter for a few minutes. I'll advise you.
Very good, sir. I'll be in the ops room, sir.
I'd rather like some coffee, Miss Whitney, if that can be arranged.
Oh, yes, right.
Come back when you've done that, Helen. I may need some notes.
Yes, Chief.
Gets prettier, Or should I say handsomer, don't you think?
Oh, she's very efficient. I don't know what I'd do without her.
I used to know her myself years ago, you know.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please sit down.
Thank you.
Look, Home Secretary, you asked, is that wise? Now, are you ordering me not to send men out to apprehend this criminal who shot my patrolman? Because if you are, I'd like a firm order in writing.
No, of course not, my dear chap. Absolutely not. It's your decision, not mine.
Very well. If you'll excuse me, I'll tell Superintendent Barris to send an armed patrol down there. I'll also ask the army for help.
I'm not sure that would be wise either, Chief.
And what would be wise? Doing nothing?
It might be.
Do you seriously mean that?
Well, when in doubt, do nothing. It's usually the best thing.
But I am not in doubt. You are.
Well, it's your decision, not mine. But the Prime Minister... Oh, has he telephoned, by the way?
Yes, a few minutes ago.
Did he say anything?
He asked that we keep a low profile at the docks.
Nothing else?
He said you would be talking to me about something important, and he hoped I would agree to whatever it was.
No more than that?
No.
Then I will come directly to the point.
Look, I'm sorry to seem uncivil, but I must give my superintendent his instructions.
Oh, very well.
Superintendent Barris.
Black with sugar.
About the shooting.
Thank you.
Look, arm only the detectives and those likely to meet the offender with sidearms. Impress upon them they are not to fire unless fired upon. Now keep me closely informed.
Yes, a compromise is often the wisest course of all.
Provided my men are not fired on again.
Is it likely he'll do it again?
And this kind of violence is in the genes. Father to son, mother to daughter. Whoever killed that police driver, his father was violent, his home was violent. Not necessarily blows, words do it. He's a hater.
It's an interesting theory.
Home Secretary, you're a busy man. You came for a special reason. I'd like to know what it is.
Very well. Briefly, from noon today, you are to be put in charge of all the police forces in the country.
What?
Yes, all of them. The Prime Minister is desperately worried about the docks. It's make or break here. The orders are promulgated under the new Emergency Forces Act, and they include a pay rise for you of £2,000 per annum.
I don't care about that.
Just the same.
It gives one man too much power.
In the hands of some men, and in ordinary times, such power could be dangerous, I agree, but not at this time, and not if that man is you.
I don't know. It's too much. Too much.
If you don't accept it, I don't like to have to say this, but if you don't accept it, I have orders to ask for your resignation.
What? That is the most objectionable...
James, wait a moment. Think about it.
Yes, well, if you'll excuse me just for a moment, I've left my briefcase in the ops room. I'll be back in 1 minute.
I'll send somebody for it.
No, I'll get it.
James, you have to take it.
But all that power in the hands of one man...
The PM has asked you to do it. He must have his reasons. And God knows, after last night, I would have thought they were obvious.
Well, it's like the Special Brigade. It's necessary, possibly, but...
The Special Brigade exists. I know it's only been used sparingly, and the public know almost nothing about it.
She knew about it.
Who did?
Donna. She knew about it. Where it was, even.
Did she know?
She also said the Freedom Fighters knew about it.
And how did she know they knew?
Now, Chief, have you decided...
Well, I have very distinct reservations, Home Secretary.
Believe me, I understand them, and they do you credit in an ordinary situation. But we are in an extraordinary situation. We must act decisively. In the PM's own words, for the good of the country, I urge you to accept.
Not unless it is an order.
I have no authority to issue such an order. I've put the position to you. I can do no more.
For such a thing, I need an instruction.
Well... If a letter will do, I could, I suppose, dictate such a letter.
To my secretary, please. Now, Home Secretary, if you'll excuse me, I must go out.
Out? Where, pray?
To the docks.
I'm not sure that's wise.
One of my men has been killed down there. I can't sit skulking behind this desk forever. Now, Helen, take the Home Secretary's instructions and put a copy in my personal file, signed by him.
I'm not sure that I'm empowered to do that.
Sign.
Oh, very well.
Helen Whitney. Who? Just one moment. Chief, there's a personal call on this line.
Who is it?
Harry Woodman.
James, be very careful.
Harry? Hello, how are you? No, Harry, I'm not the same hoary old reactionary I used to be. I'm the same old law-abiding citizen I used to be. I hope I can still say the same for you. Harry, I have no special powers. Well, I'm the senior policeman in the country. Yes, as you're the senior docker. What are you? My new job? Well, I don't know anything official. Well, look, I'm going down to the docks. Well, yes. Yes. All right, yes. Bye, Harry.
What was that all about?
Did he know you'd been offered the new job?
He seemed to.
And what did he want?
Well, we are old friends, you know. I've only seen him once in the last 5 years. I suppose he thinks I might be amenable.
To what?
His idea of reason.
Harry Woodman's idea of reason is to starve the whole country into submission and then declare a workers' council to run those who have survived.
Helen, you're forgetting yourself. You talk like a human being there for a moment and not like a civil servant. Just the same, I should be careful, James.
Helen, if anybody wants me, you know how to reach me. I'm in my car. Use the radio if need be.
Yes, of course. Take care.
Goodbye, sir.
Chief. Well, he is a stickler, isn't he?
Yes, he is. You left me with him deliberately, didn't you? I didn't talk him round, you know.
How are you, Helen? I mean, really.
I'm very well, thank you, Tom.
Seems a long time.
Since when?
That weekend at Oxford.
It is a long time. 20 years. You were the visiting speaker at the Union. I forget the motion. Something fashionable that promised a lot and delivered nothing, as usual.
Ah. Did I sound very pompous in those days?
About the same as now.
Oh, well, I won't ask if that is a compliment.
Don't.
A little iron has crept into the sunny character, I see.
Not really.
You were rather loving, as I remember.
Can you remember, Tom? It was a long time ago, and only for one night, after all.
Yes, but I do remember that night. I remember it every time I see you. which seems to be about once a year, usually at some dreary ministry party.
And I remember ringing you at your flat the next day and your wife answering the telephone. Your previous wife, not the one you have now.
Oh, didn't I tell you about her at the time?
No, you didn't.
Well, we were all young and heartless in those days, weren't we? You love him, don't you?
What makes you think that?
The way you look at him. And besides, there are the rumours.
So long as they're only rumours, there's no point in adding to them. But yes, I love him.
Why?
Because he's quite incorruptible. And he's the only man I've met in the political hurly-burly who places his duty before himself without being a fanatic or clinically disturbed.
The freedom fighters think he's a fascist.
The country as a whole thinks he's the greatest policeman since Peel.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that's why I'm here. Helen.
Yes?
If it came to it, how would he jump?
I don't know exactly what you mean.
No, you're no fool. Let me spell it out.
Oh, please don't. I'm still a civil servant, remember?
Yes, you're also his girl, if you don't mind being called that. And you've got a good brain, and you can influence him.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody can.
Even so, I want your thoughts.
If they agree with your thoughts.
Well, of course, but otherwise it's no good, is it?
Oh, Tom, you're still a terrible rogue and a humbug, aren't you?
What do you mean, still? I thought it was something I'd become.
No, you were always like that.
Then, why did you go to bed with me?
Because you had curly hair and blue eyes, and you were the youngest spokesman on the then opposition front bench.
And the chief? Why do you go to bed with him?
Oh, stop talking to me as if I'm just a woman, Tom, will you?
Well, Helen, this is absolutely for your ears only. The strikers are being locked out of the docks at midnight tonight.
That'll light the fuse.
Oh, well, the ships are full of rotting food. The capital is 10 days from starvation. The PM has to put the troops in to move the stuff, get it distributed. He has no choice.
Go on.
Well, I think the strikers will react very positively. Of course, if they do not, if they show moderation, if they do not interfere with the unloading and distribution of food, then everything I'm saying is of no moment. But if they do react positively, I say if they do, things could get out of hand very quickly. When they do, I think we're going to need a strong man.
What about the PM?
Did you call him a strong man?
What about you?
Well, I'm a professional politician. It would be a contradiction in terms.
So you mean James?
I mean James.
I thought it might come to this.
Then you're smarter than I am. My colleagues in the cabinet only thought of it today.
Go on.
James is known and respected in the country in a way no politician or soldier can ever be. The people know him. It would only be for a short time, anyway.
Oh, would it?
Oh, well, probably the idea. Well, obviously, to get back to parliamentary rule as soon as possible.
I see. He does the dirty work.
Yes, I suppose you could put it that way. So, how do you think he'd react if it did come to it, if he was offered extraordinary powers, if he became the man for the hour? How do you think he'd react?
I don't know. I really don't know. I doubt if he does yet.
Hello? What's this?
What?
A car with a flag on it.
Cool, blimey, it's the governor.
Oh.
The chief.
Is he?
Yeah, smart enough, here he is.
Morning.
Morning, sir. Detective Inspector Williams, sir. This is Constable Rack.
Is it your co-driver got killed, Constable?
Yes, sir, it was.
To the mortuary, sir. I'm having a post-mortem set up to get the bullet extracted. Give us an idea of what we're looking for.
Keep after it, Inspector. We want this man very badly. The first of our officers actually shot on the street. It was deliberate murder, and I want the killer.
It won't bring my mate back, sir. He had two kids and all.
No, it won't. But it will deter anybody doing it again.
What would a court do then, sir? Give him a suspended sentence?
Oh, take it easy.
Well, look, sir, I'm speaking out of turn, I know.
No, you're not speaking out of turn. Go on.
Sir, he's upset.
Inspector, it isn't all that long ago since I was out on the street. I can remember what it was like.
Well, sir, maybe you can, but with respect, sir, it's different now. Before, I mean, well, I've been in the previous riots, but this is different. then there was a bit of sympathy for you, you know what I mean? But now they're against you, all of them down here at the docks, and that's a fact. I think half the bleeding country's against us.
And half of them are for you. That's also a fact.
Yeah, well, maybe, but we don't see them down here, do we, sir? They're all tucked up in the suburbs and that, aren't they? All we see down here is the strikers and that lot, and this mad head shooting my mate. That's all we see down here.
As bad as that?
Not a friendly face in sight, sir. And that's another fact.
Well, thank you for telling me your feelings, Constable.
Sir.
Inspector, are you making any progress?
My only lead, sir. This fellow that shot at the dead man, the patrolman here saw him. Rushed him and he dropped his scarf.
That's a college scarf.
Yes, I know, sir. I don't know which college yet. I'm checking.
Well, that's St. Adrian's.
Is it? Oh, thank you, sir. I've got this pin on it, sir. I haven't seen one like it before. I'll have to check, find out who made it to retail outlets. The trouble is, everybody's on strike. It takes forever.
Yes, yes, it would. Well, good luck. See, I'm kept posted.
Sir. Fancy him knowing that. Oh, now we've got the cottage. You never know, eh?
Yeah, well, when you find the bleeder, leave him with me for an hour or two. That's all I ask. I've got to talk to Johnny's missus sometime, haven't I?
James. Ah, nice to see you. Long time. Shut the door, will you? Ah, come and sit down.
Well, here I am.
I wasn't sure you'd come.
You were...
Look a bit white, lad.
You all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Well, have a drink as we talk, then. Let me look at you. Same old James, except for your voice. You've got posher and I've got broader.
Is that brown ale?
Aye, 2 pints each. Help this in.
Thanks.
It's a long time since you had a pint of that, eh? Well, good health, James.
And you, Harry.
Ah. Oh, that's real beer.
Yes, well, downstairs, it's a beer sold out.
But this is upstairs, isn't it? Well, James, you look very important in that uniform.
I put the raincoat on to cover it. Now, take it off if you like. It's hot in here.
Ah, it's a wood fire. No coal since the industrial action. Mind, it burns fast, wood.
Yes, very cosy place.
Another beer, lad. You look as if you need it.
Oh, just tired, Harry.
We all are, aren't we? Tired of it all. Oh, by the way, how's the missus?
Oh, she's fine. Fine.
Don't see much of her these days, I suppose.
No, I don't.
That's the same with me. I've been catnapping on a cot at Trade Union HQ for the past week. Joan's fed up with it.
Yes, I know how it is. Well, Harry, you said you wanted to talk urgently.
James, I know about the special brigade. Yeah. And I know the cabinet may decide to put them in here at the docks. I also know they're going to use the troops as laborers.
Do we?
Aye. You'd be surprised how much I do know. If you put the special brigade in, there'll be riots.
Well, they will only go in, Harry, if there are riots.
Let me be absolutely frank with you. I can't guarantee to hold my men back if this lockout takes place. James, you know me. I'd rather do some kind of a deal. I'm that sort of an animal, but if those troops go in tonight, and I'm told it is tonight, there'll be bloody murder down here.
There's been murder already. I've lost a patrolman today, not 5 streets from here. He had 2 children.
Then do something to stop it. Talk to your friends in the cabinet. Talk to the Home Secretary.
Harry, I take orders. That's all I do.
No, I don't think so. Not anymore.
Yes, I'm a policeman. I keep order. I do as my masters tell me. My new job is simply an extension of those powers. All I will do is my duty.
You've been watching the men in power make mugs of themselves for years. Haven't you ever got to thinking you could do it better? You talk about the law. If they fail to get that food away from the docks tonight, we could be the law next month.
Yes, you could. It's possible.
It's better odds than that. It's even money.
perhaps.
And if we are the law, we'll rewrite the statute book. We'll make new laws, hundreds of them. What will you do then, James?
Oh, when that happens, I'll do whatever is my duty.
And what is that, may I ask?
I remember the oath I swore as a constable. I will well and truly serve, without favour or affection, malice or ill will, in that I will, to the best of my power, cause the peace to be kept. Now, that still holds good as far as I'm concerned. My duty is to do as my masters tell me. I have no personal opinions or personal ambitions.
By God, other people have them for you.
Then they shouldn't have.
Look, we're likely to win. The whole country's out. The docks are vital. If the soldiers don't arm themselves, and my information is they won't...
How did you come by such information? Only the cabinet. Somebody at that level.
Does it matter? I know.
All right, go on.
The army, the generals don't want to get involved. I know that, and just between us, I have contacts there as well. I'd be surprised if the people are ready to come over if we win.
I wouldn't be surprised at anything.
If we win here this week, we win the country. We'll form the next government. Us, me and my lads. And the rest of the Strikers' Emergency Committee.
You'd form a government?
Certainly. Who'll be able to stop us?
And will there be an opposition?
Of course there will. Why not?
It'd be a perfectly legal takeover, would it?
Well, of course it would. With you as our chief of police.
Oh, you'll need the police.
Of course we'll need the police. Somebody left a chase of pickpockets and burglars.
Interesting. I thought all crime would stop once the ideal society...
Oh, probably increase for a bit, I imagine. I think they own every bloody thing.
Look, I came here, Harry, thinking I might persuade you to allow the events of tonight to pass by peacefully. That's the best service you could render the community.
And the best service you could render the community is to keep the special brigade out. James, we have 20,000 men down there. All we need to do is block the streets, block them solid.
I see.
Oh, come on, James. Come in with us. You're one of us under that uniform. I know you are.
Oh, Harry. Harry, you don't know what you're asking.
I think I do, James. And I also know who I'm asking it for. Have you forgotten what it's like, James?
Look, nobody's starved in this country for years.
But what about opportunity? What about that? Do you really think the dockers' sons down there ever become anything else but dockers' sons?
Well, they can. There's education, grants.
Of course there is, but it's too slow. It all happens too slow. They get to universities, the lucky ones, and then they change. The places change them. They go middle class, or they opt out, or they become activists.
Now, like the freedom fighters.
Yes, like the freedom fighters. Sometimes I think there's a lot in what they say.
Do you?
I said sometimes. When I'm tired of talking, like I've been doing these past 2 weeks. But you, James, you know all this. I don't have to tell you. You came up the hard way, inch by inch, like I did.
Yes, that's true, anyway. But I'm a policeman. I'm a duty. Yes, I know a lot of what you say is true, but...
James, I have to ask you this, and I want you to think hard before you answer me. Do you still consider yourself a man of the people? Oh, I know you say you're doing those TV broadcasts you've been making, and I know people think you are, but are you?
These men down here at the docks are the people I grew up with too, Harry.
Right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Well, I don't know, Harry. I just don't know.
All I ask you to do is think about what I've said. All I'm asking is that you do nothing. Nothing at all. Don't put the special brigade in. When you think about it, that's all I ask. One last thing, James. Another point while you're thinking. I hear the freedom fighters have been on to you. With a warning.
What else did you hear, Harry?
James, I don't want the freedom fighters, but at the moment they seem to be on my side.
Yes, well... I'll think about all you've said.
Good. If it came to it, James, and we did win, preferably without trouble, you could write your own ticket.
Could I?
Aye. Oh, but I know that doesn't matter. No, you're one of us. You haven't changed. You see, I know you, James.
Well,
for now, Harry.
Aye. For now, comrade. For now.
Chief, where have you been? I've been trying to get you on your radio.
I switched it off.
What? Oh, James, are you all right? You look awfully tired. You should get some sleep, you know. Did you talk to the detective down at the docks?
Yes. That patrolman had two children, Helen. I ought to see his wife myself, I suppose.
Oh, when? How can you find time? Things are beginning to happen, James.
Yes. Well, write a letter to the wife. You know what to put, I'll sign it.
Right. The Home Secretary's instruction is here on the desk. James, are you all right?
Yes. Is it? He was very cautious, wasn't he? I'm instructed by the Prime Minister to ask you to take up your duties as Commandant of Police and Paramilitary Services as from noon today. The Army must be protected while moving essential supplies from the docks, and this will be your first duty.
It's been on the radio already.
They move fast, these politicians.
Go on. Drink to it.
What?
Your promotion.
Promotion?
James, the country trusts you if it trusts anybody. You can calm the situation, reassure people. You can do it.
You know, Helen, the police have been wrong before. In other countries. Supported the wrong people a dozen times.
James, you must not weaken now.
All the time I've gone blindly on doing what I thought was my duty.
What you thought was your duty?
But what if it wasn't my duty? In a previous life, I'd no doubt, none. Now, I don't know. I'm simply not sure any longer.
Here, drink this. You look awful. Now, something's happened. Tell me what's happened.
Oh, nothing to tell. I've just been thinking, that's all. I went round the docks here, dear Helen, looking at all those men standing there silently in the bitter cold. Some of them, the older ones, reminded me of my father. When he was out of work, when I was a boy.
That was a very long time ago. Things have changed since then.
Have they?
You know they have.
Helen, I want to help them. I don't want to harm them.
I know that. So does everybody who knows you. But if the army need protection at the docks, and they will, only one group is going to be effective against a mob, and you know it. The Special Brigade are trained for just this kind of thing. You'll be making the decisions, James.
Oh, I will be obeying orders, as I keep on saying. There is a difference.
They'll rely on your reading of the situation. They have to. The Home Secretary has...
You've talked this over pretty thoroughly with the Home Secretary, haven't you?
Yes.
He seems to trust you quite a lot, Helen.
He talked to me, yes.
How well did you know him years ago?
Do you want a truthful answer?
Yes, I would prefer it.
We once slept together.
Did you, by God?
20 years ago. But it counts to him.
I'm sure it does. The things I learn every day.
I had forgotten the incident until he brought it up. And I love you, and have since the first day I met you. And if you believe anything else, you're a fool.
Yes, I'm sorry. I know about your love.
You should.
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm just being narrow-minded. It's the way I was brought up.
No, I'm glad you feel like that. It shows you care.
I do. I care too damn much about too many people.
Donna. That business with Donna, is that it?
What business?
Earlier, when she came here, are you still worrying about that?
No, not that. No, I'm all right, Helen, really. Just tired, as you say. That's all. Just very tired.
Well then, sir, you hoping to get lucky, are you?
I've got the scarf and the pin, that's lucky.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I wonder if I'm allowed to park here.
Oh, it's only a university. Don't let it scare you. The people here have too much education and not enough common sense, or they wouldn't be here.
Yeah, all these young layabouts, all at the country's expense and all. And all them girl students. Permissive and all that. Oh, they've got it made.
I'm in the dean's office. Anybody calls on the radio, OK?
Yeah, sure. OK, sir. Permissive, eh? I'd give some of them permissive, I'll tell you.
Yes, that is one of our scars, Inspector, but the pin doesn't mean anything to me. I suppose it's some kind of initial.
Yes, I suppose it is, sir. Would any student with an initial A, a girl student, come to mind, sir?
Oh, I very much doubt it. We have several thousand students here. But our register of admission should be able to help you if you're prepared to go through it. My secretary will make arrangements.
Where do I find her, sir?
Next door. I'll take you in. Oh, is this an inquiry of a serious nature, Inspector?
Oh, no, sir. Only routine, sir.
Somebody simply lost their scarf.
Well, not quite as routine as that, sir.
No, I thought not. No.
Oh, hello, sir. Nearly given you up.
Are you staying with me?
Well, as long as you need me, sir.
We have 10 calls to make.
Huh?
Everybody enrolled in the university with a Christian name A.
Well, everybody?
Correction. Every girl. Fellas don't have pins, do they? First address, 20 Swinton Street.
Excuse me, sir.
Hmm? What is it?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Are you all right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Sorry, sir. It's just the situation of the docks, sir. I know Miss Whitney said don't disturb you, but
that's all right. Now, what do we have at the docks, Superintendent?
I'll switch the wall map on, sir. Well, the army convoy is here at this moment.
Uh-huh.
In 1 hour, the convoy begins to move. All absolutely top secret, of course. It'll take them to the dock gates at first light. They'll be admitted by the dock security police.
I take it none of the army personnel are carrying weapons.
No, sir. The army chiefs are against it, as you know, sir.
The army chiefs are against almost everything.
Amen to that, sir. But the lads are with us, the rank and file. It's the top brass. They're playing for position.
They're playing for tomorrow, Superintendent Barris.
If there is trouble, are we really expected to guard the army convoys with our own men? I mean, our motorcyclists and footmen.
Yes, we are.
So you were down there at the docks. You saw how things are for yourself. It couldn't need much to send it all out.
I know what you're saying, and my answer is leave the special brigade where they are until I say move them.
You wouldn't like them near us, then. If it happened quickly, we mightn't get them there in time. That's my point. Sir, I couldn't...
No, I said no, Superintendent, and I meant no.
Very good, sir. Sorry, sir. Just one final point, Chief.
Yes, one.
The terrorist, the one who shot the car driver.
Yes.
The inspector on the case phoned in an hour ago. I offered him more help, but he seems confident he has a lead.
Huh? Is he? What is it?
He didn't say, sir. Detectives never do they? Oh, and the men are very pleased, sir. I mean, the beat men. About your promotion. They'd follow you anywhere. That's why I'd hate to see them at risk. They're as tired as we are, sir.
Yes, yes, I know. Well, thank you, Superintendent. Keep me posted if there's anything new.
Yes, sir.
Oh, grotty old digs these students live in, sir.
They like dirt, most of them.
Yes, scruffy sorts. You know, all they do is have it off with each other in places like this at a ratepayer's expense.
Keep yourself easy now. Never know what we're going to need, do we?
Eh? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, so long as it's the scarf owner, I'm in like Flynn.
This is the last day on our list. So unless we boxed it somewhere, she has to be a possible.
Well, how do you know the others aren't?
I don't. But I never felt nothing about them. None of them.
Nah, that's all balls. Well, I mean, it is, isn't it?
No, it isn't all balls. It's kosher. Sometimes, I know, it's fear. You can smell it. Now, where is the bit? In the lab?
All right, all right.
Afternoon, miss. You miss Adonia Dawson?
Donna Dawson, who are you?
This is PC Rag, and there's my ID card.
Oh, police.
You're at St. Adrian's College, I believe?
Yes, I am. Why?
You own a college scarf, do you, miss?
No.
Never owned one.
I bought one a long time ago. I lost it somewhere.
Lost it?
That's right.
Can we come in and talk just for a few minutes, miss?
No, you can't. I'm just going out.
Oh, one other thing, miss. I take it you've lost this silver pin.
You take it wrong. I've never seen it before.
It's your initial. Your name's Adonia.
That does not make it mine. My name's Donna.
Adonia is on your card at college, right? You live here on your own, do you, miss?
That's no business of yours.
Oh, who do you live with?
None of your business.
Oh, but I'll find out. Easier to tell me.
No, you find out. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've some shopping to do.
Hey, do you see them jeans she's got on? There's nothing under them.
No. Lovely, isn't it?
Do you fancy her for the scarf?
I don't know. Something.
Cool cow she is. Never even looked at me. I know what she wants. She wants me.
I know, Pat. I know what she wants, mate.
Well, what now?
Find out who she lives with.
What fellow, you mean?
Could be.
Living with her.
I'd pay money. With those looks.
Yeah. Well, if he's not doing it, he's a fool. And if he is, he's a swine.
James, I come with orders from the PM to you directly.
Well, he could talk to me himself.
He's flown to Canada an hour ago.
What?
A top meeting with the Americans. He's asking for huge new credits. If he gets them, he might be able to defuse the dock situation, but it will take a couple of days.
And we don't have them, do we?
Unfortunately.
He's run away. I'm not surprised.
I think he'll be back, and with the loan.
Some hopes.
Helen.
Go on, please.
James, these orders are direct from the PM, and they are verbal, not to be put in writing. His express instructions.
Go on.
He's aware that the situation at the docks is explosive, but he stresses that we must control it.
What does he mean by we?
Well, I'm coming to that. He has charged me with the duty of telling you that you must get that food away from the docks and into the warehouses for distribution, no matter what.
Marvelous.
The generals will not use troops directly on the strikers. They are afraid the troops might disobey orders.
Did he leave any specific orders about the deployment of the special brigade?
Not exactly.
No, he wouldn't.
He leaves the use of the special brigade entirely in your hands, Chief, to be used as you think proper in the circumstances to maintain law and order.
I will need that order from you in writing, Home Secretary.
I'm afraid I can't give it you in writing. I was told to give it you verbally, and that I have done. If you wish to contact the PM to verify it, he will be in Ottawa in 4 hours.
That will be too late.
I give you the message as he gave it to me.
Very well. Helen, record that order.
The PM was most insistent it should be verbal only.
And I am insistent it be recorded, Home Secretary, and that you sign the record.
That, I'm afraid, Chief, I will not do. I've done what I was charged to do, and I will do no more. The PM flying off to arrange the new credits...
If that's what he's doing.
Helen, we have to accept it's what he's doing. If he gets the credits, then maybe he can come to some agreement with the dockers.
Buy them off, you mean, again.
It's not being announced on the radio because he doesn't want the public to know he's away.
I bet he doesn't. James.
Yes?
The Home Secretary has something else to say to you, haven't you, Tom?
Oh? What is that?
Well, if the PM does not return with the credits, I have substantial support inside the Cabinet for a provisional government with yourself as the head of that government.
What? Are you mad?
James, it could come to that. I know how you feel about being a policeman, but this is something bigger. Think.
Helen, I don't have to think. The idea is an insult to the uniform I wear. I'll forget you ever said that. I advise both of you to forget it, too. Helen, record that the Home Secretary gave me those instructions. And if you'll excuse me, I'd better see what's happening in the operations room.
That was a mistake.
Yes.
He saw Woodman today, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Talked to him for half an hour, I'm told.
And who told you? Woodman?
You're a very smart girl, you know, Helen.
No, not really. I've just demonstrated that, haven't I?
What's the picture, Superintendent?
Well, the crowds are under control at the moment. Our men are lining the route. The army units are all inside the docks now.
I see.
The question is, will they get out again?
I'm going to get a couple of hours' sleep. Wake me if need be.
Very good, sir. Oh, sir, do you want me to move the special brigade? They're still a long way off if anything blows up.
Here's your change, sir.
What's up?
Thanks very much.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm not after you. Sorry. Good morning, Mrs.
Good morning.
Detective Inspector Williams, CID.
Oh.
I wonder if you can help me. I'm making some inquiries about who lives at number 24B. There's a lad there, I think, and a girl. Dark, pretty. Adonia.
Donna, they call her.
Yeah, that's right, Donna. Living together, are they?
Well, they all do nowadays, don't they? Waiting for marriage is a thing of the past, isn't it?
That's right, Mrs. This lad, is he called Terry?
Terry, that's right, yes. Dark lad, I think. They call him Terry.
Now, is this important, Mrs.? Does he wear a scarf? A college scarf?
Scarf? No. No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Oh, but she does, always.
Always?
Well, in the cold weather, like now.
Last time you saw her, was she wearing it then?
I think we should go in and wake him, Miss Whitney.
Oh, give him a few minutes more.
Yes? Inspector who? Oh, yes. Yes, all right, very well. Send him through to me.
Something?
The detective working on the shooting of the car driver.
Well, what about him?
He wants to talk to the chief.
Does he?
Some hopes. He'll go through channels like everybody else. What does he think he is? Ah. Oh. Hello, chief.
Super.
Helen, any coffee?
Oh, yes, we've just got a fresh brew.
A dream I had. I was a boy again. I could smell wood smoke on the fire. We used to burn wood when we couldn't get cold. It's strange how real a dream can be sometimes.
Sir?
Yes?
The troops have unloaded the first ships. They expect to have the first lorries ready to leave the docks in 1 hour.
Any trouble?
Nothing at all, sir. Or some shouting and verbal protesting. It's worrying, that.
What is?
Well, I'd expect some physical trouble. My men told me the crowds are just standing there, watching the dock gates. They say the crowds stretch back as far as the eye can see.
Show me exactly where they stretch back to, on the map.
Oh, right to there, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, if you're intending to use the special brigade, I'm not sure you'll get them in unless we move now.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Inspector.
You can make your report to me.
No, sir, with respect, sir, I have to talk to the chief personally.
That's insubordinate.
Yes, sir, I know, sir.
Over here, Inspector.
Now, where do you have her?
In the interview rooms.
Which one?
B, in the basement, sir. I thought it would be quieter there.
Go back down there. I'll be with you in 2 minutes.
Right, you are, sir.
James, your coffee. What was all that?
Oh, nothing. Yes, Superintendent Barris, go on.
Well, do you want to move the special brigade, sir?
Well, look, move them to this point here.
No nearer, sir. They're still a mile from the crowds. If anything went wrong, they'd have to fight their way through to get to the docks.
Superintendent Barris, the special brigade won't have to fight anybody. We hope and pray. Helen, I'm in the interview room in the basement.
But, James, your coffee.
Want a glass of water or anything?
Somebody will be asking you that question this time next week, pig. If you're lucky.
Why, do you think your lot are going to win?
Yes, I do.
You'll be lucky. Wait till I lay my hands on your boyfriend, darling.
All right, Pat, all right.
Well, my mate is dead, you know, sir.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Bloody young murderer. Well, who is she anyway, sir?
Hey, up. The chief's here. Open the door for him, man.
The chief? Jeez, I didn't know you'd got him.
Now, Pat, you hear nothing in here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Open the door.
In the constable.
Yes, sir.
Inspector?
Here she is, sir.
Aye, so I see. Hello, Donna.
Said nothing since we took her in, sir.
You told them, didn't you? About the pin.
No, but I knew they'd find out. Inspector, can I talk to my daughter on my own?
Certainly, sir.
His daughter? She's never...
No, I'm not.
This way, Pat. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Now, I read the detective's report. It alleges that your boyfriend, Terence Finlay, shot the police car driver who died today. Now, is that true, Donna?
Yes. I drove the getaway car.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And I'd do it again.
I see.
We have nothing to say to each other, Father.
I'm sorry you think that, Donna. You're wrong. We have many things in common.
What, for instance?
We both want the same thing.
Oh, that's a joke, anyway.
No, I mean it, Donna. I think you want what I want. What Harry Woodman
Harry
wants.
Harry Woodman? That Nick Spittle.
Now, why do you say that, Donna?
I mean, he's leading the strike. He has the country to ransom. If that food isn't got out of the docks, the country starves.
He'll do a deal. He'll let it out. He's been cap in hand to the employers and the government for so long, he couldn't do anything else if he wanted to. He'll pull out at the last minute. It's all show with him. He doesn't want to change anything. He just wants another few bob an hour for the dockers.
Is that what you think of him, you people?
Well, of course it is. But look at his record. He's a crawler. He'll do a deal in the end. Unless he...
Unless what?
How do I know unless what?
Unless Harry Woodman isn't there to make the decision.
I didn't say that.
No, but you denied it, and too quickly for it to be anything but a possibility.
No.
Yes.
Don't put words into my mouth. I haven't said anything about Harry Woodman.
Yes, you have, because you've just denied you have. Now, to me, that means you have.
You're very clever at this, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You see, Donna, I don't need to stand you against a wall for hours to get what I need to know. But if I have to, make no mistake about it, I will.
Your own daughter?
You aren't my daughter. You gave up being my daughter a long time ago when you decided to run with the freedom fighters.
You pig.
Yes, I'm a pig, and I don't mind being called one, Donna, even by you, especially by you.
You're different. You're alive. You're like you used to be.
You know something, Donna. I have to hear it from you. Now, you can tell me now, or take 10 hours.
10 hours would be too late.
You see, Donna, every time you open your mouth, you tell me something. Now, you want to tell me. That's it, isn't it, Donna? It's something so terrible you want to tell me.
No.
You do. You want to get it off your mind. You don't really like it, this terrible thing. You wish you weren't part of it, but you are. Now, what is it, Donna? What is this terrible thing? It's to do with Harry Woodman, isn't it? It's something to do with him. Now, what is it, Donna?
No, I'm not talking to you.
But you have no choice. I'm all there is. You have to talk to me or talk to nobody.
Oh, leave me alone.
No, I can't do that, Donna, because you don't want to be left alone, do you? You want to tell me.
I don't. I won't.
You will, Donna, because I'll keep talking until you do. I'll ask you questions until you do. I won't let you rest or sleep, Donna. I'll ask and ask and ask.
No.
But yes, Donna. Now tell me, what are you going to do to Harry Woodman?
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
But you are, you know you are.
No.
But the more you deny it, the more I know you must be. Now look at what you just said, Donna. You said Harry Woodman was a lickspittle, that he'd do a deal. And you don't want a deal, do you, Donna? You want anarchy and riot and revolution, and you'd do anything to bring that about, wouldn't you, Donna? So tell me.
No, I won't. I won't tell you anything, I won't.
Yes, you will, because you have to. I won't let you go out of this place until you tell me. You have to tell me.
No, I won't.
Is it an assassination?
No, why don't you... Oh, you pig, you.
It is, isn't it?
No.
Now, when? Where is it going to happen?
I don't know.
You do, Donna, you do. Now, come on, tell me, get it over. I'll talk to you forever if I have to. Now, it's soon, isn't it, Donna? It's very soon. It's tonight, isn't it?
No.
It's at the docks, isn't it?
No, why did you go on?
It's at the docks by rifle, isn't it? By telescopic rifle. The same boy, Finley, isn't it? The one who shot the policeman. Your boyfriend. It is, isn't it, Donna?
No, no.
But it is.
I told you no.
Now, shut up! You little whore. Your mother was a whore, and you're no better than she was.
Oh, don't.
A common whore on hire to any man who would pay.
I know, I faced that.
But you haven't faced it because you are her.
I'm not her.
Now, this Finley, this terrorist, he's your pounce, you slut.
Oh, no, please, Daddy.
Now, when does he shoot Woodman?
No.
When does he shoot Woodman?
Oh, Daddy, don't.
When does he shoot Woodman?
At the dock gates. Tonight, 8 o'clock, we're at the house opposite. Oh, Daddy.
There.
Oh.
You've been a good girl.
Oh, no.
There.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just sit there. Now. Everything's going to be all right. Just sit there.
Oh, you pig. You pig. You'd use anything, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. I just have.
You pig.
I know. I'm sorry.
Inspector.
Sir.
Keep her here for the moment.
Very good, sir.
The chief's daughter. Oh, I can't bloody well believe it. His adopted daughter, Pat.
Oh, well, that makes a difference. That makes a hell of a difference. I knew the chief's daughter would never... Well, I knew that.
The crowds are beginning to surround the dock gates, sir. Our footmen are either marooned in pockets here and here, or they've been pushed inside the dock gates. It was a bloody clever manipulation of the crowd, sir.
I see. Get me the commanding officer of the army detachment on the line.
Right, sir.
Here you are, sir.
Put him on the speaker.
Colonel Walters, sir.
What is the situation, Colonel?
I'm afraid there's trouble. The crowd is absolutely solid in front of us. There's no way we can get through them.
Are you ready to move out with the food lorries?
Absolutely ready, sir, but I don't think...
Don't open the gates until you're told to do so.
Thank you, sir.
Clever idea of yours, Chief, to come into the docks by motor launch.
Well, there seems no other way, for sure.
Here we are, sir.
Now, when we get ashore, get Harry Woodman inside the docks. Now, tell him anything, but get him inside the docks.
Right, Chief.
James, what did Donna tell you?
I wish I wasn't a policeman, Ellen.
But you are.
Yes, God help me.
Sir, you wanted to brief me, sir.
Yes, Inspector. Now, this is the position. I think, in fact, I'm sure, that there's a sniper in one of the buildings opposite the dock gates. Now, I want you to go out by a side entrance or climb over the wall or anything you can and find him. Don't wear uniform, mingle with the crowd anyhow you like, but find him. Got it?
Sir. Chief.
Yes?
I'm armed and he's armed. What if...
Do what needs to be done, Inspector. Take a driver with you.
Very good, Chief.
Come on, Pat. Do I get a shooter?
Oh, come on. Superintendent Barris, you got that message to Woodman?
Yes, sir.
Harry Woodman's here, Chief.
Bring him in. Clear this room, just me and him.
Do you want me here?
Nope.
No?
This is between Mr. Woodman and me.
I see.
I'm sorry, Helen.
It's all right. I'm in the office next door if you need me. Mr. Woodman, the Chief will see you now.
Oh, thank you. Hello, James.
Close the door, Harry.
This is just us two, is it?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ah, that was smart of you. And keeping the special brigade out, that was smart and all. It shows you're with us. I always knew you would be.
Harry, I didn't do that for you. And I'm not with you. I'm not with anybody.
But I thought...
I know what you thought. All I want is law and order.
I think you mean that.
I do.
Well, I'll try to keep my lads in hand, but... I can't promise.
But the maintenance of law and order is my job, not yours or anybody else's.
Well, how do you reckon you can do it?
I give you notice here and now to tell the crowd to move from the front of the dock gates. They're obstructing my offices in the pursuance of their duties, and that is an offence in law.
But just think what that would mean. Think well on it.
I will give you 10 minutes to clear the streets approaching the docks. If they are not clear by that time, I will take action.
Oh, what action?
I'll put the special brigade in.
I don't think you will, James.
I will. I have my orders.
You'd obey your bloody orders if this head chop off my head.
Possibly.
You know what it'd mean? Riots. People hurt. Maybe killed. The start of civil war.
I can't afford to think like that. I'm a policeman. I have my duty. That is, to uphold the law of the land, and that I mean to do.
Then it's war.
It need not be.
I can't back down. You can't back down.
One last thing. A possible compromise. I can't promise anything. All I can do is ask you to let the food lorries go out, tell your people to go home, and wait a few days. The Prime Minister's in Canada, but he'll be back, perhaps with the new loan he's asking for.
Begging for, you mean?
Whichever way, he should be able to offer you something of what you want. Now, I'm not a political animal. I don't understand the finer points. All I know is you can't win by having a riot now.
Nor can you.
Nor can the country.
I'm sorry, James. It's no.
Well, I tried.
So did I.
Oh, don't go out the front gate.
What?
There's a freedom fighter out there with a telescopic rifle. He's going to kill you.
What?
We're trying to find him, but my telephone hasn't rung yet. So he's still there. Peering out of some window.
Is this a bloody trick? Because if it is...
No trick.
My God.
My own feelings, exactly.
But why?
They think you'll do a deal.
Where did you get this information?
From my daughter.
What, from Donna?
Remember her?
Ah, a little girl in pigtails. What has she got to do with
it? She's a big girl now. Or she thought she was.
What, is she mixed up with them?
Yes.
You could have let me go out there and get killed.
So why should I do that? I'm a policeman. My job is to protect the citizenry, and you're a citizen.
It's not up to me, James. I have to talk to them.
I'll use this microphone here. It's connected up to the street.
No. No, they have to see me.
Don't be stupid, man.
Hello there!
Look, sir. It's Woodman with the loud hailer. He's going to talk to them. He's bloody mad.
Hasn't anybody told him about the sniper? Hey, Pat.
What?
Up there. The third window along. You see?
Yes.
I'll go around the back. You go up the front stairs.
Get him onto the couch.
Yes, this is a crucifix. Oh,
that's better. Doctor?
That's all right.
How is he?
I'm all right. I'm all right, James. It's just the arm. Your men put him off.
Well, we have our uses. Doctor?
I'm going to have to plug this hole. Oh, the bullet went straight through.
I will. Do what you have to. I'm all right. I won't faint. I've seen blood before.
Now, don't crowd him. I need room.
James.
I'm sending those lorries out. And I'll have to call the special brigade in. I'm sorry. Unless you think you're men.
Hey, they might do it. This time, after what's happened, your fellow saving me, if I ask them, just this once.
Once could be enough.
Do you think so?
Oh, I have to think so. What else is there?
Masters. I see. Thank you.
The sniper's dead.
Good God. How old was he?
About 20.
Gee, boy of 20 wanting to kill me.
Yeah. A pity we might have learned a lot from him. But we still have Dawson.
Dawson?
My daughter. That's her name now. That's what she calls herself, Donna Dawson.
Next time, I won't try, James.
No, I know.
Is this thing hooked up to the loudspeakers?
Yes. Carry on.
Lads, comrades, this is Harry Woodman. You saw what happened. I'd be dead but for that policeman. And now, comrades, I think we should change our ground on this one, just this one last time. Because if we don't, we can't win. We're up against a law officer here who will not give way. But he promises that he'll do all in his power to see that our grievance...
Chief, are you all right?
Yes, I think so.
You look awful.
I feel awful.
You seem to have done it.
This time.
James, you did wonderfully.
Helen. All I did was my duty.
That was The Chief by Alan Pryor. You heard Malcolm Hayes as James Masters, Elizabeth Bell as Helen Whitney, Hector Ross as Harry Woodman, and Timothy Bateson as the Home Secretary. Donna was played by Amanda Jessel, the detective by Richard Hampton, the patrolman by Nick Brimble, and Johnny by Edward Halstead. Detective Superintendent Barris was played by Alan Rowe, the Dean of the College by Roy Spencer, the shopkeeper by Sheila Wilcox, the dispatch rider by Kenneth Shanley, and the army officer by Peter Wickham. The play was directed by Christopher Venning.